This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Warnings of more flash flooding are in effect through this evening around Poudre Canyon, northwest of Fort Collins. The Cache-la Poudre River flooded last night, leaving at least one person dead and at least two others missing. Five homes were destroyed. The road into Poudre Canyon is closed this morning. Flash flood warnings in western Colorado have closed Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. Housing prices in Colorado Springs set records for the fifth month in a row in June. The ripple effect reached the Springs Chamber of Commerce, where President Dirk Draper says one candidate pulled out of a job search.
Once he got into the housing market and saw both the volatility and the rates of increase, felt that was more risk than she wanted to take on of trying to enter this market.
The news that Black and Latino Coloradans continue to be arrested at disproportionate rates for cannabis offenses has some leaders saying the state needs to do better. CPR's Allison Sherry heard from some lawmakers.
Yeah, I talked to both State Senator James Coleman and State Representative Leslie Harrod, both members of the Black Caucus. Coleman said it was incumbent on lawmakers and community leaders to hold police officers more accountable for why arrest rates would be different depending on the ethnic group for the same kinds of crimes. Harrod said that people need to question prosecutors about plea deals, charging decisions, and that, you know, communities need to have alternatives to addiction-related crime than jails and prisons.
CPR's Allison Sherry. The Front Range has missed another federal deadline to reduce ozone pollution that could lead to more regulations on some sources of pollution. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.